Welcome to the UCM Interface Bible Study Podcast, isang Bible Study Podcast by Pinoys for Pinoys, hosted by UCM Interface, ang Young Adults Community ng Union Church of Manila. Taglish, conversational, expository/inductive study method. Hindi kami experts, most of us are young professionals, but we do our best to study context and let scripture speak for itself. Sa aming mga book studies and special topics, ang goal namin is to provide you with materials to help you live, work, speak, and serve as a follower of Jesus Christ. Pero bago kami magsimula, thank you for joining us at kung trip niyo itong ginagawa namin, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Okay, so we are now in a new season.
Sumi-season, bagong season tayo.
Oh, di ba? Sumi-season, bagong season. And now, we have new guests, fresh voices. So, introductions for everybody.
Jericho Calpo, IT sa Trade Surveillance.
Jericho, nasan ka ngayon? Nasan ka ngayon?
Sa Pasig.
Can you tell us a bit more about anong...
Kapag stocks, right? Kapag nagte-trade ka, mostly meron kang bankong nagre-represent sa'yo, right? So yung company ko, they offer this product to check kung meron bang nangyayaring kabalastugan sa trades.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Maggie Ochoa and athlete po ako. Yun yung ginagawa ko.
Wow, anong klaseng athlete? Ipaliwanag mo naman sa amin.
Yung sport ko po is jiu-jitsu. Martial arts siya, pero walang suntok tsaka sipa. Balian lang ng buto.
Pag nakita nyo sa personal si Maggie, parang napaka-harmless na tao, parang hindi kaya ko ibalibag. Hindi nyo na itatanong gold medalist niyang si Maggie nung nakaraang SEA Games,
oh,
diba?
Oh, yeah!
She brought honor to our country. Maggie, nasan ka ba ngayon?
Nasa San Juan po.
Oh, San Juan. Nice. All right. Okay. Ako na rin si Rainier. Ako ang isa sa mga mainstays dito, ang Young Adult Ministry Director ng Union Church of Manila. Nandito ako ngayon sa Mandaluyong.
And this is Gutch Gutierrez, commercial voice artist from Antipolo. Tuloy ang ating programa with a new season, and as we said from the previous episode, we are now tackling the parables in Luke. Para sa ating mga listeners, if you guys haven't checked that out, we have an introduction episode introducing yung background ng Luke and ano ba ang mga parables, how do we study parables, basically mga ganyan. And it's really helpful, especially as we go through the next few episodes discussing one parable after the other. For this episode, we are going to discuss yung parable ng old and new wineskins.
Right.
So Luke 5:33-39. But bago yon, may warm-up question muna tong si Rainier.
Kayo ba resistant sa change?
Ay, grabe. Ang bigat-agad, no?
Di ba? Parang, thank you for that wonderful question. Ganyan.
Siguro, ano, depende kung ano yung change. Minsan may mga change na excited ako kasi lalo na pagka nabobore na ako dun sa routine tapos may change, yun, excited ako. Pero pag yung change na hindi ko ina-expect, kunwari gusto ko na yung nangyayari tapos may change na nangyayari tapos di ko na gusto, yun, medyo parang may unrest.
Okay. Ay, ikaw naman, Jericho.
Ayun, so tech industry, so lagi talaga may change. Inevitable yung change. Pero yung averse kami, kumbaga radical change.
Okay.
Yung totally thrown out what you know in favor of the new. Kasi syempre, yung what is old, ano yung ginagawa natin now, gumaganap eh. Mag-work naman siya. So depende talaga sa konteksto ng change.
Yeah, sa akin, nahihirapan ako with drastic big changes agad. The biggest example is I really don't like going to airports. Kasi every time mag-travel kami ng wife ko, siya yung traveler, ako, I'm not really a traveler. Pero parang every time that happens, it's always this big upheaval for me. Routine change, everything changes, and then I have to adapt and all these things that I have to figure out. So I'm always a fish out of water pagka-traveling.
Okay. Thank you sa mga opinions ninyo. Kasi itong pag-aaralan natin ngayon really has something to do with change. And medyo pa nga drastic yung change na makikita nila when Jesus started his ministry in Israel. Ang daming nangyari na parang bagong-bago sa paningin at sa pandinig ng mga tao noon.
But before that, why don't we go through our reading? 3, 2, 1, and...
Luke 5:33-39. And they said to him, "The disciples of John fast often and offer prayers, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink." And Jesus said to them,
"Can you make wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days."
He also told them a parable.
No one tears a piece from a new garment and puts it on an old garment. If he does, he will tear the new, and the piece from the new will not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be destroyed. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, desires new, for he says the old is good.
Yung flow ng discussion natin will be, first, ano yung issue? Diba sinasabi natin doon sa last episode that there's always this issue being addressed by Jesus. And then second, ano yung response ni Jesus through a story? And then lastly, so what? Alright, Rainier, take it away.
Tulad dun sa last episode, sinabi natin na kailangan alamin natin kung saan nakalagay itong parable na ito, kung ano yung context niya, ano ba yung nakapaligid sa kanya, ano ba yung mga kwentong nauna sa kanya. Kasi lahat yan konektado. Kasi when Luke wrote this parable, syempre binibuild niya yan. Tapos pinapakita niya yung mga pagkakadugtong-dugtong ng mga kwento. Kaya ang gusto ko munang gawin natin ngayon ay tingnan natin kung ano yung mga events na naganap. Starting from the inauguration of Jesus' ministry in Luke chapter 4 all the way to chapter 5 verse 31.
Mm-hmm. Tingnan natin mabilisan lang.
Mabilisan. Tingnan natin mabuti yan. Yeah, ang gusto ko makita nyo dito is how people responded to Jesus. Lahat ba masaya sa mga ginagawa niya at sa mga tinuturo niya?
Ito pa nga lang, sa 14 yung title dito, Jesus Begins His Ministry. Pagdating 16, Jesus Rejected at Nazareth.
Agad-agad.
Kung titignan natin, doon nang galing si Kristo. Tapos ano yung response ng tao? Ang sinabi dito, sino itong nagsasabi na siya yung fulfillment of the law? Kilala ko tatay nito, si Joseph, nanay nito, si Mary. Oh. Ang sinasabi nito, di ba?
Yeah, totoo yan. Tuloy niyo pa yung pababa, no? Chapter 4, verse 28, all the people in the synagogue were furious. Tapos, Jericho, basahin mo yung verse 32 sa chapter 4.
So this is the, Jesus heals a man with an unclean demon.
And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority.
Oh, iba na naman, di ba? Tapos, Maggie, tingnan mo yung verse 36.
Then they were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, "What the word this is, for with authority and power, he commands the unclean spirits and they come out."
Maski nga din yung sa verse 41, yung demons na-excite. Sabi niya, "You are the Son of God!" Ganyan, pero nirebuke ni Jesus. So kita mo, ang daming iba't ibang mga reactions. Pagdating naman sa chapter 5, meron na naman ibang mga reactions sa mga tao. Like for example, one of the disciples sa verse 8. Tingnan mo ngayon, Gooch, pakibasa ngayon verse 8 sa chapter 5.
So ito yung nasa boat, tapos sinabi ni Jesus na, "Simon, baba mo yung net mo dito." Tapos daming nakuha, nakailang catch. Tapos sabi ni Simon Peter daw, sa 8, "But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.'"
Grabe, no? With reverence. So, ito, tingnan nyo rin yung verse 15. Kumalat daw yung balita.
Jesus cleanses a leper.
"But now, even more, the report about him went abroad, and great crowds gathered to hear him and to be healed of their infirmities."
Sumikat si Jesus, naging popular, at saka sinusunda na siya ng mga tao, inahabol na siya.
Yung faith healer.
Paraga Diba? Medical mission si Jesus dyan. Tapos, ito pa. Tingnan nyo yung verse 21. Medyo iba yung response na to at kanino galing yung response na to.
"And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, 'Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?'"
Blasphemer daw si Jesus.
Galit. These are the scribes and the Pharisees. Context nito, yung pinagaling ni Jesus yung isang paralytic. Dahil pinatawad, teka lang, mali yata yun ah. Diyos lang ang pwede magpatawad. So, he was accused of blasphemy. Yeah, but look at verse 26.
"And amazement seized them all, and they glorified God and were filled with awe, saying, 'We have seen extraordinary things today.'"
Yan. Hangang-hanga sila, di ba? Tapos, papalapit na tayo sa ating text mismo.
So, there's a mix of amazement, reverence, rejection, and some people were calling him a blasphemer.
Yeah, but I think the rejection is more severe. Kasi ang accusation, blasphemy na eh.
Yeah.
Bago tayo makarating dun sa parable natin, may setting siya. Ano ba yung nangyayari nun? Starting from verse 27.
So, this is the scene where he calls Levi.
Levi, who was actually Matthew. dati siyang tax collector na naging follower ni Jesus. So meron na naman tayo nakita na isang magandang, kumbaga very positive yung kanyang response kay Jesus. Sumunod siya, iniwan pa nga niya yung kanyang trabaho bilang isang tax collector.
Which is probably a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
Questions asked tayo na lang siya.
Pagkatapos yan, in-invite niya ngayon si Jesus sa isang banquet, no, sa bahay ni Levi. Siyempre, meron na naman mga hindi natuwa. Sa verse 30,
and their scribes and the Pharisees complained against his disciples saying, why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?
Mapapansin nyo, sino yung mga humahanga kay Jesus?
Common folk,
yung mga may pangangailangan.
Fishermen, so yung mga lowly, parang ganun, yung tingin nila lowly.
Mga tax collectors and sinners.
Right. Sino naman yung galit na galit kay Jesus?
Yung nasa synagogue.
Oh. O yung mga?
Pharisees.
No? Oo. Right. Sila yung mga galit na galit naman kay Jesus. Tuloy-tuloy pa rin yung conversation dito sa banquet which Levi hosted in honor of Jesus. Tuloy-tuloy pa rin yan. Kaya pagpasok natin sa verse 33, merong komento yung mga Pharisees.
The disciples of John fast often and offer prayers, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees. But yours eat and drink.
May comment sila, may criticism sila. Ang criticism nila basically is yung mga disciples ni Jesus kino-compare sa
disciples ni John.
At saka Pharisees.
Yes.
The disciples of Jesus versus the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees. Ano daw yung kaibahan nila kaysa dun sa disciples of Jesus?
Yung disciples nila nag-fast. Pero itong disciples ni Jesus ay kumakain lang, eating and drinking.
Bakit kayo nagsasaya-saya lang? Ganyan. Ismantalang kami. Iba kami.
Parang petics daw.
Tama.
Hindi kayo mukhang holy.
Yeah.
At saka, nung si John pa lang yung nasa eksena, ayaw din nila kay John.
Ngayon kumampina.
Tapos sila. Ngayon magkakampi na sila.
Pero teka ha, aralin natin mabuti kung may basihan ba itong sinasabi, itong comment na to ng Pharisees. Okay? So, unang-una, tingnan natin yung Pharisees, kung ganong kadalas sila nag-fast. Somebody read Luke 18:12.
I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get.
Wow.
Twice a week.
Nakareer talaga.
Nakakabilib nga naman, di ba?
IF daw, parang ganyan.
Everyday yan. Mas banal yung mga nag-IF. Pero eto ha, tingnan natin, what does the Old Testament law actually say? Or the Mosaic law? Leviticus 16:29-31.
This shall be a statute forever for you. In the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether a native of your own country or a stranger who dwells among you. For on that day, the priest shall make atonement for you, to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all your sins before the Lord. It is a Sabbath of solemn rest for you, and you shall afflict your souls. It is a statute forever.
Sa totoo lang, ito lang naman yung required na fasting sa mga Israelites. Yung dinidescribe dyan sa binasa ni Maggie sa atin, that's the Day of Atonement, which happens once a year. Pero yung mga Pharisees, hindi lang once a year kasi meron silang gustong gawin na piety. This is their expression of religious piety. So ginagawa na twice a year. Ang punto dito, mali nga ba yung mga disciples ni Jesus dahil hindi sila nagfa-fasting palagi? Mali nga ba according to the Mosaic law?
Guess not.
No man.
Kasi ang requirement lang naman ay
once a year sa Yom Kippur.
Once a year lang during the Day of Atonement or Yom Kippur. Pero ano ang gusto nila ngayong palabasin?
Yung mga disciples ni Jesus parang nagkukulang. Masyado silang chillax, masyado silang petex.
Right. They would respect fasting. Jesus, definitely, he would respect fasting. At saka, the average Jew, lahat naman sila ginagawa yon. Pero anong nakikita natin dito sa ugali ng mga Pharisees with regards to how they see religion? Ano yung kinukontra nila? Sabi nila, bakit yung mga disciples ni Jesus ay
Nag-enjoy.
Nag-celebrate. Maybe this is telling us something about how the Pharisees regard religion. How do they view it?
Judging from the yung mismong accusation nila, I think dapat laging solemn.
Solemn.
Bawal ngumiti.
Parang ganyan. Oh, bawal ngumiti. They're quite suspicious. They're suspicious of joy.
Mm.
Ang religion, hindi dapat yan masaya.
pag nagba-Bible study kayo, ba't kayo tumatawa?
Bakit tumawa ng Bible study ha? Dapat solemn lang. Naku, grabe.
Suspicious sila dun kasi parang happiness gets in the way of their religious devotion. So, actually, hindi naman pala masama yung ginagawa ng disciples. Kaya lang, ito lang yung paningin nung mga Pharisees. Kasi nga, minsan, kung ano yung ginagawa mo, tingin mo, yun ay yung tama. And when you see others na hindi nila pinapractice yun, iniisip mo tuloy, ay hindi sila ganung kabanal. O kaya, baka naman hindi sila totoong Christian. Naks, may mga gano'n, di ba? Binabase nila agad dun sa kanilang standard. Ganito ang religious piety. This is what it should look like. At ito lang yun. When in fact, wala naman palang na-violate itong disciples ni Jesus. Okay, ituloy natin ha.
Verse 34, and Jesus said to them, can you make wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them?
Ganito, palagi kasi ang parable, tandaan natin, is always a response to a criticism. Bago tayo makarating dun sa pinupuntirya nating parable, parang nagbigay siya ng konting illustration dun. Ang sinabi niya is something to do with the bridegroom. Meron siyang ginamit na wedding analogy. Ano nga ulit yung sinabi?
Habang nandun ba yung bridegroom, magfa-fast dapat yung mga guests?
Hindi daw. Kasi it doesn't really make sense. Kasi pag nandun yung bridegroom,
dapat nag-celebrate kayo.
Nag-celebrate kayo. Ngayon, bibigyan ko kayo ng verses dito kung ano yung ibig sabihin ni Jesus dito sa bakit bigla siyang, ano ba yan, biglang pinasok naman wedding analogy agad. Ano yun? Pakibasa nga itong Isaiah chapter 54 verses 5 to 6.
For your maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. The God of the whole earth he is called. For the Lord has called you like a wife deserted and grieved in spirit, like a wife of youth when she is cast off, says your God.
Tapos sundan natin ang Jeremiah 2:2.
Go and cry in the hearing of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord, I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal. When you went after me in the wilderness, in a land not sown.
Wow.
Ang gusto ng ipakita dito, yung sa binasa nating references, no? God is like the bridegroom. Israel is his bride. Ito yung reference ni Jesus. Di ba sinabi natin doon sa previous episode, maghahanap tayo ng points of reference. Sino yung bridegroom dito na tinutukoy ni Jesus?
Di ba siya?
Sarili niya. Sino yung mga guests?
Tax collectors and sinners.
Yes, lahat dito kasama ko. Nagse-celebrate sila kasi nandito pa ako. Ako ang bridegroom. Ang bridegroom ng Israel. Dito pa lang, mabigat na yung mga sinasabi niya. Bakit? Sa pagtinuloy natin, darating daw yung panahon na the bridegroom will be taken from him. Mawawala siya. At sa panahong yun,
doon mag-fast sila.
They will be fasting. Kailan kaya itong panahon na to na bigla siyang mawawala?
Crucifixion.
Yung death ni Jesus. Nag-hint na si Jesus of his approaching suffering on the cross. And then his death.
Parang alam na niya saan pupunta to.
Hindi naman na-surprise si Jesus sa mga mangyayari sa kanya because he knew his mission. That was very clear to him. Dahil dito, sinabi na niya yung parable. Ito na yung aaralin nating parable. At ano yung unang nakita natin dito sa parable na to?
So, andito na tayo sa verse 36.
Yes.
No one tears a piece from a new garment and puts it on an old garment. If he does, he will tear the new and the piece from the new will not match the old.
Gumamit siya ng isang illustration. Halimbawa, meron kang may butas yung luma mong damit. Ano raw hindi mo dapat gawin para tagpian yung luma mong damit na may butas?
Huwag ka daw kukuha sa bago.
Bagong tela. Huwag na huwag mo raw gagawin yun. Bakit?
Kasi mapupunit yung bago.
Masasayang yung bago.
Tapos yung hindi magmamatch yung bago mong tinapyas dun sa luma kung saan mo siya nilagay.
Okay.
Halata.
So, kitang-kita mo na, siguro faded na kasi yung lumang garment, tapos nilagay mo bago, medyo bright pa yung color. Hindi bagay, sinira mo pa yung bago mong damit.
Parang mas halata pa ngang may mali pagka may nakapatcha na ano.
Halatang halata pa. Ewan ko kung nagawa nyo na to sa mga damit ninyo.
Walang bago eh, lahat luma eh.
Okay, meron pa siyang pangalawang illustration dun sa parable niya.
And no one puts a new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the new wine will burst the skins and it will be spilled and the skins will be destroyed. But the new wine must be put into fresh wineskins.
Kapag merong kang old wine, dapat siya nakalagay sa
old wine skin.
Oh, doon na lang siya dapat. Ano daw hindi mo dapat gawin?
New wine into old wine skins.
Because it's going to be a tragic error in judgment.
Sasabog yung...
Bakit daw sasabog?
Kasi yung lumang wineskin, tuyo na, tapos hindi na siya elastic kamukha nung bagong wineskin. So, pag nag-ferment at nag-expand yung wine, nasabog siya. Eh, hindi na nga elastic dahil luma na. So, natapon na nga yung wine, sabog pa yung wineskin mo.
Okay.
Sayang.
Sayang. Ang daming sinayang. Biro niyo yun, ito yung sinabi ni Jesus. Kasi sabi niya, in verse 38, no, new wine must be poured into new wineskins.
Okay, so yung ina-address na issue ay yung criticism ng Pharisees in verse 33, which is, ba't kayo good time kayo ng good time? Tapos kami, at yung mga disciples si John, nagpa-fast kami often, tsaka mahilig kami mag-pray, parang ganyan.
Banal kami.
Ba't kayo hindi? Masyado kayong petiks.
Pero, sinigurado rin ni Jesus na wala silang na-violate.
Right.
Wala siya nakikitang mali eh. Kaya nga sabi niya, habang nandito pa nga ang bridegroom, pwede kami magsaya. Bakit ba? Kasi dating ang panahon na mawawala yung bridegroom, that's the time to grieve and lament. And then fast. Again, when we interpret parables, we look for points of reference. Ano ito yung points of reference dito? Kaya, merong hindi nagtugma. Sino ang hindi nagtutugma kanino? Ano ang mga hindi nagtutugma kaya dito na parang yung old wineskin and then a new wineskin at yung new wine that might damage the old wineskin? New wine is only for new wineskin. Bakit ganito yung illustration ni Jesus sa kanyang parable?
Well, yung new wine is probably yung bagong way of a relationship with God.
Okay. Bakit ano ba yung understanding nila na dapat this is how you relate to God?
Do's and don'ts yung mga dati.
Ano ba yung napansinin, kapansin-pansin dun sa religiosity ng Pharisees? Saan sila nakafocus?
Sa outward works.
Yun. Okay. It's always the external activity.
Mm-hmm.
Naka-focus dun sa external activity. Actually, wala rin namang masama if the Pharisees decided, we will fast twice a week. Nothing wrong about that. Kailan lang magiging mali ito?
Pag yun na yung standard mo na mas better ka sa kabila.
When such spiritual practices become the marker, walang masama dun kung mag-fast kayo twice a week. Nothing wrong about that. If that leads you to a closer relationship with God, no problem. It becomes a problem only when...
Impose mo.
It's like, you gotta do this.
Ini-impose mo sa iba. Kasi marami naman talaga mga helpful na mga spiritual disciplines and spiritual frameworks. Because these things can assist people in deepening their piety and also their relationship with God. Yun nga lang kapag naging iba na ang direksyon nito. Kasi hindi na ang Panginoon ang naging focus.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hindi na siya ang focus dito. Ang focus mo yung activity itself.
Performance religion, parang ganun.
Yes, and then it becomes burdensome to people. Ganito pala yung nangyayari dito. And something is not right. The old ways of doing things. Although, hindi naman sila dapat masama. But they no longer fit the new era that Jesus is introducing. He's not saying that the law is bad. Hindi naman yun ang issue dito eh, mm-hmm. Diba? Let us be careful not to blame the law here. The law is not bad, but it's the traditions, the interpretation of the Pharisees, their own interpretation of the law, dun nagkakabanggaan.
Tsaka alam ko, they were imposing so many different new things. Mm-hmm. Like sa Sabbath, ang dami nilang mga addendum.
Madami. Yeah, that's true.
Tsaka yung paggawa nila nung fasting and pag-tithe, nakita natin, di ba, yun yung keynote kanina nung Pharisees. Ang context kasi nun is, he is distinguishing himself doon sa sinner. So doon sa mata ng Pharisees, since ginagawa ko to, kaya ako righteous.
I'm definitely better than these people. Parang ganun. Hang out with these people.
Kasi hindi naman yun ang sukatan. And besides, God himself, hindi naman niya sinabing, twice a week kayo magka-fast. Mm-hmm. Hindi eh. Pero parang lumalabas tuloy na yun ang batas.
Yes.
Eh, hindi naman yun ang batas. Kaya sila nagka-clash. So, sa points of reference sa parable na to, sino yung old wineskin?
For the Pharisees.
Sino yung new wine?
Jesus.
Jesus, yung teachings niya, everything that he represents, no? Hindi talaga magsaswak. Magbabanggaan talaga, sasabog talaga yung mga Pharisees. kasi hindi talaga sila magtatagpo because their values are very, very different and very opposed to everything that Jesus is teaching.
Yung new wine is like the teaching, the new teaching, and it must fit a new way of living.
Yes, a new way of worshiping.
A new way of worshiping. And it's not performance na do this, here's a list, this is how you do things.
I would say also that it's not actually new, it's the right way.
Right. Tama.
Yep.
Kaya lang, for the purpose of this illustration, gusto mong pakita ni Jesus na kasi sa mata ninyo bago ito. Actually, hindi na bago ito eh. Ito yung tama.
Mm-hmm.
Pero sa mata ng Pharisees, of course, hey, that's new. We've never done that before. It's not supposed to be done that way. Kaya galit na galit siya. But like I said earlier, ang mahalaga sa isang parable is you focus on the ending.
Punchline. And no one having drunk old wine immediately desires new, for he says the old is better.
Pero parang weird ng ending, ano? Anong dating ng ending sa inyo?
Yung last line eh, yung the old is better. Kung di mo titignan yung buong konteksto, nakaka-confuse siya. Kasi akala ko ba yung new yung ano, si Jesus? Eh bakit the old is better?
Exactly.
Pero yung sinabi niya, and no one having drunk old wine immediately desires the new. Kung yung old wine, yung nakasanayan mo, hindi talaga magiging madali na gustuhin mo yung new.
Tama. Actually, itong sinabi ni Jesus na to, he was quoting a very common proverb. Itong proverb na to, itong saying na to, na common sa kanila noon, ang sinasabi lang niyan, it describes people whose minds are already made up.
Ah.
Set na sila sa ways nila, kahit ano pang gawin
mo,
na hindi na yan magbabago. Hmm.
Can teach old dog new tricks?
Yun, parang ganun.
Parang ganun. Yun. Dahil ito yung ending ni Jesus. Ano ngayon ang punto niya?
It's going to be uncomfortable. Mga culture shock kayo sa bago na to.
Balik sa Pharisees yung problema. Kasi ang sinabi, ang tanong nila nung una, bakit itong mga disciples mo petiks? Tapos ang conclusion natin, itong mga luma, ang gusto nila ay luma.
Parang sinabi na, alam niyo mga hopeless case na kayo eh. Parang ganun.
Hindi naman sinabing imposible, pero diba, ayun eh.
Sarap na sila sa old wine.
Right. So kaya magkakaroon talaga ng resistance. Kaya lang, in the end, sila rin yung sasabog eh. Which actually happened. Sila rin naman yung nabura sa mundo eh. Okay, nakita na natin, this is the original meaning, at ito yung gustong sabihin ni Jesus, for those whose minds are set, they cannot welcome Him. Ano ngayon ang kahalagahan nito, itong parable na ito, sa atin ngayon?
Kasi yun nga, yung sinabi natin from the introduction session last episode, there's always that call for a response. And yung response na yun, it also applies to us today. Para sa akin ha, I think yung sinasabi nito is, are we still doing the old ways of doing things? And then we just added Jesus to that.
Mm-hmm. I sing, kumbaga si Chris.
Consultant lang si Jesus basically. Dinagdag lang natin siya dun sa
old ways.
The old ways natin, dinagdag lang natin siya. Na meron tayong sarili nating ways of doing things. Sarili nating taste in how we want to relate to God. And then, you know, Jesus, ang ganda nung sinasabi mo dyan. Dagdag ko nga dito.
Yeah, yeah.
Siyempre, yung disiplina sa sport, di ba, kailangan ini-impose sa sarili yung discipline. And, di ba, sa faith natin, meron tayong mga spiritual disciplines. Fasting, ganyan na merong tendency na katulad din ng mga Pharisees na magkaroon ng sariling standard yung kung paano ko ginagawa yung sport. Parang ganun din minsan yung maging tendency ko kung paano ko gusto i-approach yung faith. Pero yung nagiging mali dun is kapag nakikita ko na yung ibang mga tao hindi na mamatch yung standard, nagkakaroon ng doubts sa utak ko. Kahit minsan di ko sinasabi sa labas, parang may judgment na nangyayari dun sa utak ko.
Right. Kapag yun na yung sarili mong expression ng religious piety, ang naging standard, and then you impose that on others, inaangat mo yung sarili mo. Hindi yun ang gusto ni Jesus. Nagiging old wineskin ka na.
He also jumps from the scenario. It's in the same scene eh, na the Pharisees are seeing him hanging out with tax collectors. And it's like, I wonder if there's also that part na, oh, Christian ka, ba't ka tumatambay with these other people? Dirty people. These sinners.
Are you
a real Christian?
Yep.
That's true. That's a good observation. Kasi yung mga Pharisees, they won't hang out with these kinds of people.
Because they feel na their dirt will rub on them.
Oo. So I think yung nakikita natin dito talaga na old wineskin is the, okay lang naman, religious piety, that's fine. Religious disciplines are okay. All these religious structures are okay if they aid us in our walk with God. Wag na wag lang na parang yun na ang naging kapalit ng Diyos.
naisip ko lang parang yung scenario na, ayun na si Jesus, andyan, tapos parang sa pagkakaisip-isip sa mga spiritual discipline na inimpose nga nila sa mga sarili nila at sa iba, hindi man lang nila napansin na yung mismong Diyos andyan na sa harap nila. Parang wala lang.
Exactly. Ano yun? Ang ganda ng point na yun.
I think that's exactly the point of verse 34. Can you make wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? The point of all this is to enjoy the bridegroom.
Mm-hmm.
And there he is. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
There he is. Diba? And they missed it. They missed the point.
At yun palang nakakatakot. Because if you rely so much on your disciplines, the forms of piety that you practice, if you rely so much on your traditions, actually baka mabulag ka na nun eh. Hindi mo na makita ang Diyos.
Yeah.
Danger, ano? Danger. Kaya pala, tinapos niya yung parable na to na set na yung mind niyo. Sasabihin niyo na lang palagi, the old is better. Para na nga siyang statement ng judgment.
Actually, I wonder if we're also set in certain ways of doing things na nakalimutan na natin yung absolute point or the real point of what Christianity is.
Yes.
Why are we here? Why are we doing this?
Why are you studying the Bible?
Oh, yeah, why are we studying the Bible? Why are we serving in ministry? Diba? And I think, hiramin ko dun sa,
Westminster Confession of Faith.
Which is, what is the chief end of man?
To glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
To glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Mm.
Wow.
And there He is. The bridegroom is with Him.
Yeah. Diba? Yes, and it's a time, there's a time to celebrate, sometimes there's a time to, when we worship God, it's a time for lament. But the whole point is the focus must be God and not our traditions. We need to understand why we have spiritual disciplines, pero hindi sila ang end goal. Diyos pa rin ang end goal natin.
It reminds me of another verse, actually. John 5:39. You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life. The reason why we're studying the Bible is because we want to know Jesus more. Mm. We want to know the bridegroom more.
Mm.
That is a great perspective when we're studying. Na laging, how do we get to understand who Jesus is more? How do we get to know the character of Jesus Christ more from any text?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so that was the old and new wineskins from Luke 5:33-39. And I think maganda lang talaga nating pag-isipan yung nasaan ba nakasalala yung ating pagsamba.
Right.
Is it on our rituals, activities, or is it on the bridegroom? And hopefully it's in the bridegroom. May we glorify Him and may we enjoy Him forever. And hopefully we'll see you in the next episode. See you and God bless.
See you. God bless.
Thanks for joining us in the UCM Interface Bible Study Podcast. If you want to know more about our ministry, follow UCM Interface on Facebook and Instagram or email us at ucminterface@gmail.com. Join us in Union Church of Manila, Rada, Corner Legazpi, Makati City.